Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I am Jordan Beck, a Water Quality Extension Associate in Fulton, Lucas, and Williams counties. I've been with OSU Extension for about a year and a half now. If you haven't been able to meet me, our positions were created to help engage farmers and their trusted advisors in new production strategies, technologies, and best management practices to improve efficiency and farm profitability while promoting soil health and reducing nutrient and sediment losses within the Western Lake Erie Basin. Today, I would like to discuss nutrient management plans for your farming operation. With the rollout of H2 Ohio, nutrient management plans became more prevalent. Many operations may have had one in place. However, there are a number of farm businesses who do not have an official nutrient management plan. I would like to discuss an overview of nutrient management plans and why they are helpful. The main components of a nutrient management plan include soil tests that are not older than 3 years. Next, you'll have field information, including number of acres, crop rotation, and average yield goals. And the final component will be recording all nutrients applied to the field. This includes all commercial fertilizer, including at planting, as well as any manure applications. These requirements are practical and most likely are already being tracked for your operation. So why is it important to follow your plan? A nutrient management plan is a roadmap for inputs on your operation. This will allow for efficient and economical use of nutrients applied to your land. By following your plan, you're able to prevent overapplication of nutrients and yet will not limit yourself on yield potential. Another positive to having a nutrient management plan is consistency across your operation. If there are multiple people involved with the day-to-day work, everyone will be on the same page when it comes to nutrient applications. Finally, having a well-thought-out nutrient management plan ensures you are taking care of the land and the natural resources impacted by your land. When properly applying the correct rate of nutrients to your field, you limit the possibility of those nutrients leaving your field, protecting the natural resources and eliminating purchase of nutrients that your crops cannot use. To end the show this week, I would like to bring your attention to a couple of events happening this summer. The first one will be the Manure Science Review. This is going to take place at MVP Dairy in Salina, Ohio, on August 10th. At this event, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the state-of-the-art technology caring for a 4,400-cow dairy herd and protecting environmental resources. Please visit OCAMM, that is O-C-A-M-M, .osu.edu for more information. The second event will be the Williams County Soil and Water Conservation District Field Technology Day on Thursday, August 26th, at their office in Montpelier, Ohio. Call the Williams County SWCD office for more information. If you have any questions about today's show or would like to learn more about nutrient management plans, feel free to contact me at the Fulton County OSU Extension office. Again, this is Jordan Beck, Ohio State University Extension Water Quality Associate. Thank you for listening and have a great day.